Are you ready?
Let's get it. Here we go.
It's about to go down. Real talk with Pastor B.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Real Talk with Pastor B. We back, y'all.
It's so funny. You said tune into this week's episode like we were here last week.
Well, it's...
Or the week before. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this month's episode. This semi-annual episode.
This quarter.
This quarter.
We be trying.
Life be lifing. Yeah.
But we are glad to be back, y'all. I think this episode is a good one. It could potentially be a doozy for some. So before we get started, we did kind of want to put some warnings out. Me and Shanika been, you know, our pot been stewing for a while. We've been cooking. And we decided to shake the cobwebs off and talk about something that I think is definitely worthy of a discussion. Trigger warning for those who may not be ready for this conversation. It's okay. This one may not be for you. You got to sit out and wait until next quarter till we come back with another podcast. For those who may be feeling the same that we're feeling, may be willing or open to discuss, we here. We ready to talk about it.
This is a safe space.
Mm. But it definitely is. We're talking about accountability with women.
Specifically for women. So with that said, let's add a little extra to it. Mm-hmm. Because, look, shots will be fired because, to be quite honest, Pasha is over here acting like she's, you know, oh, we just want to go ahead and... No, she called me yesterday like, bitch, we got to talk about these hoes out here because ain't nobody holding them accountable. So
that's how the conversation did go.
That's literally how the conversation... Look, I just came home from work. I'm like, what? Girl, tomorrow? We got to do it tomorrow? Like,
right.
Let me collect my thoughts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we always do hear about men vocalizing. We've heard this from several different people, several channels, several social media pages, influencers, celebrities, non-celebrities, Tyrone on the street. We've heard about it that there seems to be a lack of accountability when it comes to women and men versus men being held at these standards. Sis, this is for y'all. I don't think we have enough conversations with each other. Now, we have them. Let's be clear. Because I know my friend group has them. Me and Shanika.
Let me tell you, if Pasha is your friend, she gonna give it to you. She's gonna give it to you. Straight. No chaser. Yeah. So let me tell you how it's gonna go.
Go ahead.
So I can come to Pasha and I'm like, Pasha, mm-hmm. let me tell you what mm-hmm. happened. Tell me what you think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes I know I'm dead wrong, but mm-hmm. I just want another perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her typical response is, mm-hmm. you ain't shit. You know you ain't shit. That's Pasha. So if I wanted the real deal Holyfield, yeah, I'll talk to Pasha. I have other friends. When I need a little honey, I'm not going to say her name, but she says, Shanika, you know, I'm not going to tell you no lies. And then she will very gently kind of walk me through
mm-hmm.
where, you know, mm-hmm. my perspective or my actions might have been, mm-hmm. you know, not the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are different sets of friends I have who will give it to me how I need to receive it.
But they're giving it to you.
They give it to me, yes.
And that's one thing. But some of y'all out here.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't got no friends.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's time for us to kind of look at self and start identifying some things that, girl, it be you sometimes.
Girl, it's you.
It's girl, it's you.
Go get the mirror. Go get the mirror and hold it up. It's you, girl.
It's you, girl. All right. There's a couple things that's been going on in social media just within the last few days slash weeks, depending on when this drops. But it's been all of a buzz. We have the Cheesecake Factory girl. Mm-hmm. Shanika, set this one up for me because you did a little bit more digging into.
So primarily the Cheesecake Factory girl that's been going around, the Oyster Girl. Mm-hmm. And maybe y'all can give me some insights. How you eat that many oysters and your stomach not bubbling up? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Those are the two main ones mm-hmm. that we are going to use as a reference. Mm-hmm. But like Pasha said, this conversation was prompted from some social media scenarios, but also real life scenarios. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Cheesecake girl, met a guy.
Met a young man. Yes.
He took her on their first date.
Yes.
Apparently, he had plans for one thing.
Yes.
The plans didn't work out.
They did not.
We will go into that reason because this is all pivotal to girl, why is you?
Yeah, and also just to give a little bit more background, because oftentimes when things go viral on social media, there isn't a lot of cross-referencing going on. So I'm sure a lot of people saw the main video mm-hmm. that took place.
And maybe even the follow-up.
Maybe even the
solo video of her.
The solo video of her in the car. But there was an interview that took place with the young lady, I think, what her name, Alicia.
Alicia
and the young man Jay, and they were on Kevin Wesley's mm-hmm. YouTube page or mm-hmm. his Facebook page as well. And there was a lot more insight that was given. So as you hear Russ discuss it, we may make a reference mm-hmm. to that mm-hmm. because we dug in a little deeper mm-hmm. In order to facilitate this podcast. So yes, they went on a date. This wasn't his first time meeting her. So they didn't meet online or anything like that. They met in person. Mm-hmm. So she saw what she was getting and he saw what he was getting. And apparently there was some connection there, right?
Absolutely,
based upon the interview, and they exchanged numbers.
Would you agree that there was some additional dialogue between them prior to this first date?
I would think so.
That's the way that yes. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Even with setting up the date, mm-hmm. there had to be mm-hmm. some additional dialogue. Mm-hmm.
Jay shows up
at her house, and here we go. Talking about self-accountability and where she went wrong. Because throughout this whole thing, I know she's catching all the hell, as she should, right? Mm-hmm. As she should.
Mm-hmm. I do want you to preference and say, as we were talking off air.
Yes.
She's wrong, period.
She's wrong, period.
But we are going to go through the different stages in which she could have identified it's her.
Yes.
So Jay shows up.
Each step of her wrongdom.
Wrongdom. Exactly.
So Jay shows up at 4 p.m. because they were scheduled to meet at 4 p.m. And guess what? She wasn't ready. Ladies, do we do this? Do we go out? Do we schedule outings and we're not ready?
Shanika, how long did Jay wait?
Jay waited an hour. Mm-mm-mm. An hour for her because she was not ready for their scheduled 4 p.m. outing.
Scheduled. Not spur of the moment. Mm-mm. She knew, planned.
She knew.
An hour.
Patiently. Outside.
Because why?
Because I don't know him like that. I'm not about to let you up in my place to wait for me. So you got to wait out there because I don't know you.
So let's think about this. Mm. If you're not, which valid, right? Her not wanting to let him in. But because you know you're not going to let him into your house, don't you operate that when he comes, you're ready? Because you don't want any opportunity. Let's be real, ladies. If you meet a dude, you've met him, so you know what he look like, but you not feeling him like that to invite him into your space. You don't even want this man to pull up and say he got to go to the bathroom, right? Because you don't want to really invite him into your space.
Right.
So you're not leaving any room for the, can I get a glass of water? Can I use the bathroom right quick? You got some lotion? We're not giving any of those opportunities. We are going to be ready at the door or a very short wait, short. And then we go in. So the fact that you made this man wait a whole hour, B, you wrong. And I'm going to tell you why she made him, why she felt it was okay for him to wait a whole hour. Because we talked about, had it been someone else, number one, she may not have pulled that. Number two, they may not have waited.
What are you suggesting, Pasha?
Well, if you guys tune into that interview, she did not value who he was or what he was offering. Because in that video, she talks about, he's really not my type. So even though she liked him, liked things about him, let me say that. There was still that room to treat him the way that she did because she didn't value or he didn't meet certain requirements, standards that she's used to. Girl, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying her trying a thing was the problem. Yeah, this man wait for a whole hour. Who does that? Who really does?
Like, apparently some of y'all out there doing that.
And that's true. Because I have heard stories. I've seen it where men complain about waiting for a woman. Oh, I'm only going to wait 5. Like, it's a thing. So there is this notion that women are or should be given grace in regards to being late, especially when it comes to men, because it takes longer for us to get together. I don't know what it is.
And you know, as you're speaking, that is a thing.
It is
so
a thing.
Even people in relationships, mm-hmm. it's often said the man is waiting mm-hmm. for the woman, even if it's a live-in or a wife or whatever, mm-hmm. he's ready. And it's like, well, you know, it takes us more time to get mm-hmm. ready. So mm-hmm. yeah, I've never thought about it like that, but that is a thing. So we need to do better.
We need to do better on that.
Yes, yes.
Somebody should have to wait for you, like, and then it's the regular, or you know, it's an excuse.
Gotcha.
So, apparently, Jay waits the whole hour. Now, we did say that they had reservations, or I'm not sure if we did that, but he had planned this. They had reservations to go someplace.
Nice.
High end.
I don't know about the Aria child, because I'm one of these. Like, I'm a cheesecake kind of Cheesecake Factory type of chick, so I don't know what the Aria is.
Are you looking it up? Are you Googling?
I am.
Okay. So, because especially if you're in any metropolitan city, you know this very well, it is a high probability that they may be in Atlanta, right? We're in Atlanta. If you know anything about Atlanta, if you have a reservation and you are an hour late, you do not have a reservation. Okay? You are on standby. You're on standby like you're flying Frontier. So because they no longer had the reservation because she was an hour late, he did.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about the Aria,
okay,
girl.
Talk to us.
It's so fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here on their website.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have the prices on their menu, girl. They don't even have the prices. Ma'am, they have roasted branzino. Oh. Girl, what's that? You know what that is?
Hell no.
Flaked sea salt lemon roasted fingerling potatoes.
That's potatoes. Okay.
Branzino.
Okay.
They have breast of duck.
Okay.
Breast. Slow braised Berkshire pork.
Not regular pork.
Not regular. Slow braised me. Berkshire pork. Steak frites. Mm. Frites.
I know what that is. That ain't number. Steak and fries, honey. Steak and fries.
You're right. Steak fried potatoes. Black Angus filet mignon. Cognac peppercorn sauce.
He was taking her someplace nice because she did her and they were late. She decided to go. He had to do plan B. Think about, okay, well, where can I take her? Took her to the Cheesecake Factory. And that is where you guys probably saw the video.
Yes.
Where she basically said she was not getting out the car initially. That she was too good.
Honey, she clutched her pearls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
The Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see all of this?
Mm-hmm. And she did say all of that. Mm-hmm.
The Cheesecake Factory.
And so let's talk about that. Not the place, the act of recording. What was the intent behind that?
I think the intent was exactly what it was, because I'm trying to understand why you have your camera out in the first place. Why are you recording in the first? Why do you have your phone out in the first place?
Go back to the ride when we're gonna rewind just a little bit. So when she got in the car and she was late.
Yes.
And they were riding to Cheesecake Factory.
Yes. Jay said she was very disengaged. She was on her phone in the car. So between still, prepping, making final touches on her makeup, hair, or whatever, and on her phone.
Let's be sick. Well. Shanika, the bitch had braids.
She could have been touching up her lips. So,
she was an hour late. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hurt.
You're right.
Okay.
She had braids though.
So
y'all.
The point of it is she was disengaged mm-hmm. during the ride over. So they pull up and she was like, I know we're not going to go to the Cheesecake Factory. He got out of the car to open up her door.
Yep. And she refused to get out.
Right.
While she was recording.
And he's like, are you recording me? Are you serious? Are you recording me?
This is another part where I think if she valued him in a different manner, she may not have recorded this. Jay, if you haven't seen it, let's give a little bit of context. Let's be clear. Jay is of Indian
descent.
Mm-hmm. The young lady is a tall.
She's statuesque.
She's 6'1".
Yes.
African-American. Mm-hmm. Nice looking young lady. Let's mm-hmm. be clear. Jay appears to be, if she's 6 feet, Jay appears to be 5'9".
Don't make that face. He looks like he's about 5'8".
5'8", 5'9".
Yes.
He has a smaller frame.
Yes.
Indian descent. I believe, I'm going to period that, mm-hmm. pregnant pause, and say, I believe.
I wish you all could see her face because she's about to say some old BS right about now.
I believe that if Jay was a certain, another type of individual, she may not have recorded that.
What you trying to say, Pasha?
Let that have been Marquise.
Ooh, ooh. Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Raekwon. Ooh, I'm not going to touch that one.
And I'm not, I really don't want to do, I think had he been a different type of person, And let's say not even aesthetically speaking.
So how about this? How about this? Because I don't want to lean into that.
Okay.
If Jay was a more confident man, because even what's the masculine word for demure? I don't know. I'm asking. He seemed.
Can we say confident?
I'm looking for the word.
You use that word because we
he
don't.
He was very reserved.
Very reserved.
And I think if he had
a tad bit passive.
Passive. Mm-hmm. Passive. Mm-hmm. And I think even if he, given who he is and how he showed up, was more confident, even with his presentation, because as we've seen, he was kind of slouching and, you know, not standing erect and not, you know, speaking with a certain bass in his voice, mm-hmm. that she might have treated him differently. So
I'm going to say this. Had he been a different type of person, whether that been not as passive, whether that been Tyrone, he wouldn't have waited the hour.
Yes. It wouldn't have happened. Yes.
So again, for whatever, but she brought up physical appearance.
Yes.
So we're going to lead with that because that's what she brought up.
Yes.
Had he been a different type of person, I think it wouldn't have went that way. In our culture, we're talking about the African-American culture, mm-hmm. you're not going to get too many dudes who are going to sit back and just let that happen.
Look, y'all, Pasha said she wouldn't even wait for me, and I'm her friend. She said, I wouldn't wait for an hour.
It just wouldn't happen. And I think because she felt as though she could. Shanika, we've talked about it. People treat you how you allow them to treat you.
Absolutely.
And had she thought that she couldn't get away with that, she may not have. Based upon how he looks, he does look like he's going to be, if nothing else, non-confrontational.
Mm-hmm. And towards the end of the video, even going back to standing your ground and being a little more confident, when she did, you know, end up apologizing to him on the viral video, and I think she kind of said, oh, yeah, we can go. He was like, no, the date is over. Like, no.
Right.
I'm taking you home.
So he stood that one.
Yeah, he stood that one. She seemed like she was a bit shocked, like,
because she didn't expect for this right. non-confrontational person right. to put her foot down.
Right.
Maybe right. proving again that had he put his foot down at some
beginning, yes.
wouldn't have got this far.
Yes.
So now they're running the circuit of, I won't say circuit, but they did the interview. Mm-hmm. And now she's able to process what role she played in all of this. And I have a certain level of rebuttals to this. Again, the self-awareness, the accountability. I think she's only apologizing at this point in time because she's wrong in everybody else's eyes. Not necessarily because of what she did. Now, I'm not going to hold it against her that she couldn't have had a revelation, right? But she says this is how the people around her, and maybe I didn't listen to the interview long enough because Pasha got a very short attention span. But she was asked who else in around her has this ideology, because she explained that how she feels a man should treat her. She should be treated like a princess. She should be taken care of. She should be catered to and protected and provide. And that's fine. But she was asked a specific question. Who else around you have these thoughts? And all she said was everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
And even kind of expounded upon, like, her friend group would, like, laugh at her. Like, I would never live it down. The Cheesecake Factory.
Something's wrong with that.
Yeah.
If everybody around you would think that your actions from beginning to end, or let's say Cheesecake Factory, that you couldn't live down going to the Cheesecake Factory with a man that you've never been out with before. You met him, but you've never been out with him before. You fucked it up where you couldn't go to the place that he planned for you guys to go to, the place that don't got no prices on the menu.
Yeah. You could have had some steak frittes.
You could have. and some rigatoni and bronzolini, right?
All of that.
But you messed that up. And you're going to tell me that your friend group, family group, coworkers, peers, every woman that you know, and I'm exaggerating because she said everybody.
That's what she said.
Would have thought that there was something wrong with that? Really? Then there's a high probability that there's something wrong with the people around you. Or you lied. Women, are y'all having conversations? Are we having these? We know some people are having these conversations, but some of y'all are not. Like, come on now. If the whole story was told, you're telling me that nobody would have said to you, bitch, you bugging.
None of your girls eat at the Cheesecake Factory.
None of them? Shanika, we go to the Cheesecake Factory like once a quarter.
Right. Right. They have a very diverse menu. I'm sure you would have found something to your liking.
They have 349 entrees on the menu. Girl, really?
Plus breakfast.
And you sitting there saying that the Cheesecake Factory is beneath you. Mm. Now there's a problem. And here it is. You weren't even able to, in the moment, to consider his feelings. You weren't even able to consider that maybe you had did anything wrong.
Right. Because, and I'm going to say this, even if the Cheesecake Factory was beneath you as far as their menu options, could you just have had a drink?
You could have.
Yeah.
You could have.
Okay. Just
or you could have really, in your mind, shut the fuck up. Because this wasn't the original. And we talked about this. There may be a gap in between her thinking that this was his plan because he was surprising her.
Yes.
But I think communication. Because generally speaking, these people are from two different cultural backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So did you communicate? Did you have any communication about what it is that you like and you don't like? And here it is. If he didn't get it right this time, that's fine. But to clown,
to post it on, so to record in the first place, even if you didn't post it on social media, to record in the first place, like you really pulled the camera out. Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing? I really want to believe this is a generational thing.
It has to be.
This has to be a generational thing because, look, I know my peer group. They're not recording.
We're not recording anything. No victims, no witnesses.
Right.
So we're not recording anything. Mm-mm. You only record when your life is in jeopardy.
Yes.
Or, now, we're not recording anything, but if you are recording something, you also have to be concerned with once you share, you have no control. So are you recording anything? You can record and record the good if you want to. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be clear. But you recorded this because you thought it was going to make him look a certain kind of way. And then there's backlash to it. If everybody around you thinks the same way that you think, there's a problem.
There's a problem. And I think we can kind of connect this scenario with the oyster young lady as well, who ordered the 4 dozen raw oysters, and oh boy, got up out of there. He went to the bathroom, didn't come back. So in addition to the 4 dozen, there were drinks consumed. I saw some side items that she ordered. I think the bill was like almost $200 or what have you.
And let's be clear with this one. Yes, she really didn't like him.
Homegirl came to eat.
She came to eat. Mm. So now, you know, when the rabbit got the gun, or what's the saying, right? Because it was a switcheroo. She thought she was getting over.
Yes.
So now when he flipped it, because you don't hear too, I don't personally know anybody who went out with a guy or anyone, and they walk out and leave you with the bill.
No, I've never heard of that happening in real life, but I'm sure it does.
And in this instance, I don't blame him.
Yes.
Because the setup was, let's go out for drinks. She wasn't feeling them. She had time that day and she was hungry.
You think she eat like that for real?
I hope not. Let me tell you something. Her pH off. She got mercury poisoning. Okay, like
I was gagging just thinking about eating 48 raw oysters. I don't care how much hot sauce and lemon juice you put on. Ugh.
And you slurping it. I don't eat oysters. Mm-mm. But I talked about if I ate 48 munchkins, I would be full.
48 chicken nuggets. Like, right. Come on.
And 48 of anything on a date or when you're going out with someone and they're paying and you really don't know this person, that's a bit much.
Right.
You didn't value him again.
Right.
So you was just going to do him however you wanted to.
Right.
And it puts a spin. It puts the negativity out here with women. Again, about this accountability. Who do you have anybody telling you not to? You just didn't even go out for a dinner. See, I'm not an advocate dining or going out with someone for a dinner just because. But y'all hoes is taking it too far. Y'all are ordering to go, the sit-down meal, a to-go meal.
Ooh. Mm.
Y'all are going to eat. I don't care if the oysters was on sale. You 48 oysters. 48.
That's just not attractive.
It's not. But at some point in time, I guess, is this okay to do? Why? Because you're a woman. You thought he was going to sit there and take it. You thought he was going to sit there and pay for anything that you ordered at this point in time. Why? Because you were a woman?
Yes. That definitely begs the question about expectation. So if the expectation is for you to be catered to a certain way, exposed to, hold up.
I think you got notes.
Yellowtail hamachi sashimi.
Oh.
What is he getting in return?
What? Pay. Let me, you ate 48 oysters on me. We going to Pound Town.
Oh, stop.
I'm playing.
Look, I was listening to someone. I don't even know who I was listening to. They said, you know, if you order all of that, that comes with a condom.
Oh, that was Shannon Sharp.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Comes with a condom. Yes. So, yeah.
We can laugh.
He's not even getting good conversation.
Mm-mm.
So he can't even say he received good conversation, good companionship at the very basic level.
Did he eat 24 of them oysters?
I don't know what he ate because the concentration was on her. So even with that, I think... Let's kind of put a pin on it. Mm-hmm. I think with going out on dates and things of this nature, and Jay kind of mentioned it in the interview, like, what's the purpose? Like, I'm trying to get to know you. I'm, you know, are we compatible? But if the focus is just on the meal, mm-hmm, as opposed to the bigger picture, like, mm-hmm, what are we doing? So I think that's something that, ladies, we need to take into consideration. Going out on a date, at least have some good conversation. At least
be engaged.
Be engaged. Put your phone down. Please don't record. Please. I know in this social media era, it's all about the clicks and likes and things of that nature, but it's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that he also mentioned, why he did not follow up with her. He did not want to go back to the Cheesecake Factory, even though she was agreeable at some point toward the end, because you've already shown me who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You're not cooperative. Mm-hmm. And he said those are like very, very key characteristics that he's looking for in a companion.
Mm-hmm.
And you shown off the bat that you were not that. So shout out to Jay for knowing his worth.
Mm-hmm. 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 Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. So talking about this accountability when it comes to how men and women interact, we can come up with tons of other examples of when I think women need to kind of sit back and process and hold the mirror up and not blame others, not be a victim. You know, you cannot go out and get wood and get matches and go outside and start a fire and burn your hand and then want to blame the match company. Can't go sue them. You did all this. There are so many times, I think, when women find fault with other people, can point out everything else that somebody did, can play victim, and don't use enough I words. I did this. I put myself in this situation. I.
What other situations that
we have? I think we might as well just go there now.
Oh my God.
Parenting. Sometime some of y'all be doing too much. First and foremost, it takes two. Some of these characteristics, and I can speak about this personally myself, some of these characteristics that when you choose someone, their characteristics was there.
Beforehand. No, girl, he changed on me. He wasn't like that when I first met him.
Let's be clear. If someone potentially has children that they don't take care of, and you decide to procreate with that person, there is a probability more than 50%, at least 50%, that you're going to have some issues with that person.
But it wasn't him, Pasha. It's his baby mama. She won't let him see his kids. That's why he's not in his kids' life.
And he has rights.
He shouldn't have to do all of that, Pasha. What you talking about?
Yes, he should.
Anyway, he loved me, and I know he gonna take care of my kid.
We will see, bitch. These are the excuses. Like, we have enough examples. We got examples in our family. Yes. We got examples in our friend groups. We have examples of strangers. Yes. Sometimes a duck is a duck. And so if you choose, because it's your world, if you choose to engage with the duck, then there are certain consequences. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, ladies, you are the duck. You cannot retaliate against a man because he no longer wants to be with you. Can't hold those children hostage. You can't. You cannot. You can't. It don't work like that. You can, but it don't work like that.
And what I want to know is, why would you? So I've definitely encountered situations where women withhold visitation, mm-hmm, not because the guy's abusive, not because he's problematic. And let's be really clear. We're talking about individuals who are not abusive, mm-hmm, are not, yep, problematic.
Because, yep, you can find a problem in anything.
You can find a problem in
anything. But they're not problematic.
I've seen encounter situations where the man may have fallen on hard times. Mm-hmm. You know, he might be in between jobs. Mm-hmm. So that child support check hasn't hit the way you want it to hit. And I also want to add this. I've even seen situations where he's paying child support. Mm-hmm. He's doing everything he's supposed to do and, mm-hmm, not problematic. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to see his child this week. Mm-hmm. I got something to do. Mm-hmm. and you don't, mm-hmm. you are just being problematic and you withhold visitation. Now, from my standpoint, I would think you would be happy to send them kids on mm-hmm. just so you can have some me time.
Absolutely.
If you're the custodial parent and you have these little beautiful children, mm-hmm. the pitter patter of feet running around the house all day, every day, mm-hmm. I would think you will be happy to send them to their father.
As long as he's fit.
As long as he's fit, he's not problematic. He's making sure they're eating, they're good. Not because he got another girl. Not because he's not thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Let them kids go to their father. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, those kids aren't thinking about child support. Those kids aren't thinking about your feelings. They want to be with their daddy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And women, please center your peace. Mm-hmm. You deserve that. Mm-hmm. Girl, send them kids on and go get you a glass of wine and meet up with your homegirls for brunch.
Send them on.
Send them on.
You cannot process this situation with you. It's not even about you. You're a very small piece. When you become a parent, you're a very small piece of this. Now, let me be clear. I am not saying that when you become a parent, you get lost. Mm-hmm. But it's about these kids.
Right. Right.
If he don't want you no more, unfortunately, he don't want you no more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You, women, some of y'all walk through this life thinking that you should be afforded certain passes based upon just you being a woman. No, some of y'all are wrong.
It's you, girl. It's you.
It's you. Let's be clear. If you are always having an issue with somebody, personal, professional, you go to the grocery store, you confrontational with if it's something always centering around you, it's you.
Even more reason to send them kids with their daddy, because you need a drink and you need to hang out with your homegirls and go to brunch, girl. You need to come on down. You stressed, girl. You stressed.
You.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we can be better people. We can be better supporters of our peers in this world to not allow them to win. And there's a way to do this, as Shanika said. You know, some people need it with sugar. Some people don't need the sugar. But I think it's very important to surround yourself. Once you've gotten to the point where you start holding a mirror up, it's very important to surround yourself with people who are going to tell you the truth.
Right. Right.
Because some of y'all get in spaces and you tell things your way. You know, it's a lot of conflict that's been caused by you not telling the truth.
And let me add this. Some of you don't hear yourselves. Let me tell you, I heard this phrase. I was watching Jay Valentine. He said this phrase and it cracked me up. He said, "I hear you, but do you hear you?" Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, again, we're speaking specifically to women this time, mm-hmm. they share information and they really think they're right. They are really looking for the amen corner. And you're looking like, girl, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You sound dumb. Why? Like, mm-hmm. what? That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And you try to talk through, mm-hmm. right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I try to talk through. Mm-hmm. I'm not passionate. Passionate be like, bitch. You know, I'm trying to talk through and they don't hear it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I need you to hold the mirror up and say what you said out loud mm-hmm. to yourself, because I think sometimes we don't hear ourselves and mm-hmm. what we say mm-hmm. because, yeah, you're problematic.
Is it because you don't have, is it because that sometimes they don't have the people around them to say that out loud again for me?
Say that out loud. I think that's the case. And also, I think there are a lot of times you have a friend groups who are not truthful.
Mm-hmm.
So who will let you say mm-hmm. that. And they just kind of, rip for real, girl? Mm-hmm. Not, you know, mm-hmm. do that type of thing as opposed to giving you feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to do better.
Mm. So if you're hearing this and you're the friend group, let's do a better job, friends,
mm-hmm.
of being honest and providing some feedback to our peers about their problematic behaviors. If it's problematic, they need to hear it. We need to speak up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And find a way to do it, right? Like sometimes finding a way to do it is a part of it, or a process could be just to not engage, to not give the high five to the bullshit.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the nodding of the head and the
that's giving positive feedback.
So sometimes it is the, goddamn it, if you don't have anything positive to say, don't say anything at all. But secondly, it is sometimes just as easy as being like, do you think that's right?
How would you feel if I did that to you?
Yeah. How would you feel if that happened to you?
Right.
Take yourself out of it.
And girl, look, get that man his kids. Let's do brunch. Let's go out.
The consistent battle of, especially when it's parenting, that consistent battle of potentially always having a feeling, a not positive feeling, when you're interacting with your children's other parent. If you always have a negative feeling behind that, you need to evaluate why. If you're always trying to one up, if you're trying to be petty, you need to evaluate why you're doing that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even got nothing to do with them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Girl, it's you. Is that what you're trying to say? Girl, it's you.
Sometimes it's you, bitch.
You need to be sitting on somebody's couch.
You need to take a step back.
Take a step back.
Sometimes it is therapy that you need.
Look, read a book. You know, sometimes therapy is a lot.
You think so?
Well, I think it takes a lot, especially given the negative connotation historically, like something wrong with you. I think you should approach it more so from the aspect of, look, this is the non-parent here. However, I do. Look, I've taken parenting classes,
mm-hmm.
the non-parent, mm-hmm. right? So, and I do that, and I've gone to different continual education courses just as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
So not even looking at it as there's something wrong with you, sis. How can I expand my toolbox
mm-hmm.
to better manage this, mm-hmm. right? Because you're just one person. And some people, they don't have big mama to help out, or they don't have the friend group to kind of help out with the whatever the thing is you're dealing with. Take a class.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to some podcast. Look, some podcasts with some professionals
mm-hmm.
because they're out there. You mm-hmm. know, just sit with yourself. How about that? Sit with yourself.
Well, we know some people don't like to sit with themselves now.
In a quiet space.
People don't like quiet. That's one of the things. Mm. If you can identify, if you can sit still enough to identify that maybe you like chaos too much, maybe dysfunction is always surrounding you, right?
Dysfunction is familiar.
It's familiar.
And like, if you don't do that, you don't even recognize that that's you problematic.
You don't.
Everybody doesn't operate.
Most people. Truth be told, most people don't operate like that.
Right.
If you always got something going on with you, it becomes your norm. You program yourself to kind of be okay with that, but that's not the norm.
That's not the norm. Which is why it's good to have a diverse friend group.
Absolutely.
Friends, family, coworkers, because you will see that what you're dealing with, it's not normal. People don't operate like that, or there are different ways mm-hmm. in which to address the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A better way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to do that. Reach out to, read a book. Look, go to class. They have classes all the time. Get online, look it up. You can go take some classes, read a book, engage some other parents. What works for you? Because mm-hmm. there are so many different parental dynamics out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I did pull one stat, mm-hmm. Pasha.
Go ahead.
This is from 2018. But in 2018, there were 20% of fathers who had full custody of their children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know the dynamics. That could have been through a divorce. That could be due to, you know, working situations. Mom could be in the military. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Mother could have passed. We don't know. But 20% in 2018 of fathers have had custody of their children. So, look, again, as a non-parent, I'm trying to figure out why. Look, in my head, mm-hmm. I would be the weekend parent.
Mm-hmm.
I would happily be the weekend parent, but that's just in my head. I don't know. But again, in this particular situation, if you're dealing with somebody who's not problematic, girl, take a break. Do it for you and the kids. Primarily the kids. Give yourself a break.
Talking about the kids. Isn't it also an evaluation of who may be the best fit parent?
Mm.
Is that something that maybe women need to peek into, that there could be times that you are not the best parent if there is a co-parenting situation?
Girl, so let me tell you, I be knowing people and I be knowing stuff and people be telling me stuff, you know, but I can name more than two situations where the mother was the custodial parent. The father was not problematic at all. The child, they were male children. In that preteen age, mm-hmm. and the child was beginning to feel themselves. You know, these mm-hmm. kids, when they get to a certain age, and it's normal, right? Mm-hmm. They start feeling themselves, you know, growing up, you know. And I posed the question as they were sharing the situation. Girl, why don't you sit and stay with his daddy? In some cases, the daddy wanted the child. Mm-hmm. It's a boy child. He needs to be with me during this stage of development.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, I'm not sending my kid away. Da, 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 da. And unfortunately, in these cases, they actually fixed their mouths to say, in each case, I'm not giving up my child support.
Mm.
Again, ladies, we're just holding you accountable to mm-hmm. what's like this is the real deal. Mm-hmm. And we actually have women who we're mm-hmm. not considering the child. I'm not giving up my child support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason.
That's the only reason. So you would rather go through this transition with this child who in the cases, the father wanted the kid. The father's not problematic, and the child, especially the male child, could have been better served by mm-hmm. being with the father
mm-hmm.
during this stage of development,
mm-hmm.
and they chose not to because of child support. Mm-hmm. I've even heard of certain situations where did you tell me this? I don't know if you told me this or I heard this somewhere else. In situations where let's say the child is spending the summer with the non-custodial parent,
mm-hmm.
that the custodial parent still get child support?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody,
There's a possibility, depending on what the order looks like.
Yeah. And I thought that was, dang, that's kind of jacked up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, girl, sometimes it's you.
It's you, girl.
What else we got?
I guess touching on that, I think this is kind of going back to expectations. Mm-hmm. We talked about the whole, in relationships, 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Okay. Let's be clear. Even in the Cheesecake girl, she talked about how it was her thought that she should be treated a certain kind of way by a man catered to. And in hindsight, she realizes that in order to find someone and to be for that person to treat her in that manner, she needs to present in a certain manner. Okay. Some of y'all.
More specifically, she said she wanted the soft life.
She did say soft life.
The soft life. She right? did. Uh-huh. And during the interviewer offered to her, if you want the soft life, shouldn't you be soft? Sweet, cooperative, like.
Some of y'all want these general type of relationships. Some of you want the men to foot 100% of the finances. And let's be clear, that's okay if you've communicated that expectation to the male and he in turn has said that he wants to take on that role. That situation don't work for everybody. Let's be clear.
Right.
And if it does work for everybody, let's expound on that. If it can work for everybody, if you are potentially willing to live off of what it is, the resources that he has. Mm. Okay. And that looks different for everybody. Yeah. You can't expect that someone is going to foot 100% of the bills. You want this soft life. Sometimes you guys are not that soft. But when they do foot the bills, no matter what that looks like, what are you doing in turn? Sitting pretty? And if that's the case, and that works for you, and you found the yang to your ying, then that's cool. But to walk through life thinking that the expectation is because this is what you want, you're going to put that on everybody, that doesn't work. Just like men can't do with us. Some men are looking for a woman to cater to them. And we are very vocal that in order to cater, you know what that has to look like? We're very vocal about holding them accountable for if you want this, then you have to do this. Right. But can they not be accountable to us that if they do this, then this is what you have to do?
What you willing to do, sis?
What you willing to do?
And that looks different for everybody.
100%. Let's put that out on the table.
Yes.
We're
not necessarily talking about leaning into specific gender roles.
Nope.
Just having a conversation. About if this is what I'm offering, what are you offering?
And those terms and agreements should be discussed often.
Yeah. We have to revisit.
All the time. Yes. Now, I'm not saying that you got to revisit every week, mm-hmm. but come on now. You cannot expect for someone to be in the same space that they were 10 years ago.
Right.
Six months ago. Half of us are not even being real with ourselves. Let's be clear. we can give you examples of the selfishness that we tend to lead with as women. Let's be clear. So if you're not real with yourself and you're entering into different spaces, especially with the opposite sex, if you're not being real with them, then what?
Oh.
Come on now. Like, seriously. If you don't know what you want, how can someone ever meet a need, satisfy a need, meet a standard? God damn it, if you ain't got no standards, how you expect for somebody, how you want me to have standards and you don't have any standards?
And let me offer this. I want to say it was Taraji P. Henson who made this comment, and I thought that it was very noteworthy. And unfortunately, she was speaking to young women when she made this comment, but I think it goes for people across the board. Just leaning into what Pasha said, from children, girls are raised a certain way to, as far as catering to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And her point in her statement was, how can you truly know what you want if you spent your whole life catering to other people?
Mm-hmm.
We are not conditioned, trained, raised to prioritize ourselves first. First thing we do, we grow up, we learn how to pacify other people, how to nurture other people, how to take care of other people. What do men want? So even as young girls, mm-hmm. teenagers, young women, they present themselves in a way, what do men want? What do men like? And now you're in a relationship and they're holding you accountable to what you presented.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that evolution happens where, you know, now you're learning yourself. You're figuring out yourself. And unfortunately, you may have committed into a marriage or a parental situation, and now you're finding yourself,
mm-hmm.
because you didn't know who you were in the beginning in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that to say, we need to sit with ourselves and we need to kind of figure out who we are so that we can be better partners in general. Not only better partners, better friends, better parents. All of that falls under that self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I got, girl.
Oh, no, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was definitely
I think the foundation of all of this starts with self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just about getting the man or having the child or getting the ring.
Or trying to fit into these societal right. expectations.
Right, right. And that even goes for single people. You know, I even shared with Pasha the other day when we were talking. As I've evolved, some of the things that I've invested in, I have now, I probably wouldn't have done it. You know, mm-hmm. the way I have done it. Just one thing that I mentioned was even my house. Like, I wouldn't have bought this big house. I probably would have moved out in the country somewhere with a little cottage. You know, something like that. But again, as you evolve, you recognize, I probably could have done things different. But that comes with self-awareness and understanding what you like. You know, the American dream is what you get. You get married, you get kids, you have a house. Look,
white picket fence, dog.
Mm-hmm. Going to this parenting thing, and I'm going to say it out loud.
Mm.
And some of you can't say it, so I'm going to say it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all don't even want to be parents.
Mm.
You don't even like being parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this world have told you that your value comes from you procreating.
Mm-hmm.
Your value comes from carrying this man child. Mm-hmm. Your value comes from carrying this person's last name. And again, that's not for everybody. So if you sat with yourself and truly determined, what do I like? What do I want to be? What do I want to do with my life? You might make different decisions as it relates to relationships, parenting, your friend group. Look, eating at a Cheesecake Factory, because it ain't that deep.
It's not.
It's not that deep.
And you're going in a very good space of, and it's okay.
And it's okay.
If the tables that your peers, your family, your ancestors have used, have built
to the ancestors,
go right? That if that doesn't work for you,
right?
And I don't think that we share that message enough. That someone's life is there. It's your life. It's yours. You have more control over your life than you think you do.
Absolutely.
If you don't want to ever be a parent, it's okay.
It is okay.
If you never want to entangle yourself with anybody else, it's okay.
If it makes you happy.
This is okay. It's okay. It's okay. And it's okay for you to, once you get yourself, or once you've identified that it's you, it's okay to work on that as well. Because when we don't, when we continue to operate in the manner that we've been operating, when we continue to create traumatic experiences for ourselves, other people, because you don't want to say it's you. It's not cool. It's not.
And I think that leads into the generational curses and the generational trauma and the very thing you're trying to break your feeding into because you choose not to deal with self.
Certain things didn't work for our parents. Certain things didn't work for our grandparents, our great grandparents. We've talked about this before. Big Mama was not always happy. Just because she stayed around, she wasn't always happy. Shit, Granddaddy wasn't happy either, right? And had maybe someone told them, and I'm not here because I can hear a narrative. You're anti-black family? I'm not. Make better choices.
Let's start with self-awareness.
And start with
accountability.
Absolutely. Had we thought about things, I'm not saying that not to do them. I'm just saying we got ourselves into certain situations because we weren't being aware of what we wanted or how we created a situation.
Right. Or intentional.
Half of us, man, listen. I don't like the word budget. The word budget, I don't like that word. The B word, it's what I call it. And I am being intentionally ignorant to that. But let me tell you something. I'm using I words. Like, I know this about me.
Yes, she is being very honest and intentional. Because, honey, when I tell you this girl will tune me out.
I'm not doing it.
You start talking.
Why don't you just sit down and quit? I'm not doing it.
I was like, Pasha, have you just looked at your bank statement and gone? No. Why would I do that?
I'm not doing it. But I'm going to take full responsibility of my financial situation, whether that be good, bad, or indifferent. I'm going to take ownership of that. I'm not blaming anybody else. And I'm not sure how many people sit back and be like, man, listen, I did this to myself. You're in the job that you don't necessarily want to be in, which a lot of us don't know what we want to be until we grow up. Let's be clear.
That part.
But what are you doing? You to either set yourself up for a change, to make you a more viable candidate. Ooh. Let's be clear. What are we doing?
That's a whole nother podcast.
It is. But you can't sit here and complain. Like, nobody, if you look at successful people,
yes,
most of them, I don't know any. The lazy mentality or the waiting for somebody to change something for them.
Yeah. And I think the biggest part of that is just putting your hat in the ring. Some people won't even put their hat in the ring.
They won't.
But steadily complain about the situation. Look.
The only person that's going to be your best advocate for you is you.
Absolutely.
So don't sit here and complain when your friends is doing X, Y, and Z. Your family members are doing X, Y, and Z. Your peer groups are doing X, Y, and Z.
Must be nice.
Oh.
Let me tell you, that is like fingernails on a chalkboard for me. Must be nice.
Mm-mm. It is. It is.
Mm.
But from a whole just dynamic of, man, I think our age group of people, we are moving into a season. Our season should be a season of, I think we should have planted a lot of seeds by now so that we can be benefiting from those. And we're not. You shouldn't have to make the same mistake over and over and over again. Not the people that's in my age group. No, sir.
That would be Gen Xers.
It would be.
We're Gen Xers. Yeah. And let me just throw this out there because I'm looking at my notes as mm-hmm. far as the self-awareness and accountability. When we talk about checking your friends, Pasha, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of your adulthood,
mm-hmm.
have you had a mentor, professionally or personally, whether they knew they were your mentor or not?
Yes.
What was the importance of having a guiding light? Again, whether they knew it or not, that you were taking note of their behavior, of their practices, of their leadership styles, of how they navigated the world.
I'm going to say that people that I have used as definitely as professional mentors, they have allowed for me to not only go to them and soak in everything that they were willing to give, but I also use them as a, if they could do it, I can do it. And I will say most of the people that I ever looked up to as mentors never even knew what their role was. For me.
Got it.
But I love the idea of a mentor professionally. Mm-hmm. We may not want to use that for personal, mm-hmm. but I think if you're the smartest person in the room, in your room, you're in the wrong room. Mm-hmm. There should be someone around you all the time that you are able to not only bounce ideas off, have uncomfortable conversations with, have check-ins with. And some people may think that's a therapist, and it can be. But I think it's important for you to surround yourself on all facets.
Absolutely.
With people who make you feel, who push you to sometimes uncomfortable places, but it's for the best.
Absolutely.
If you're at work and your mentor is, hypothetically, you have a professional mentor and they're telling you, you good where you're at, something's not right.
Right.
Because there's always a way to be better.
Right.
There's always a way to learn a new skill set, involve yourself in a different group, give your opinion to someone else.
Yes.
You be a mentor.
Yes.
Identify your strengths and your weaknesses.
And good mentors tend to do all of that.
All of that.
All of that.
And I think from a personal perspective, I think you should surround yourself with people of all types of backgrounds. Because what you may not know, they may know. But they all, and some of them always find a way to keep you kind of in check.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you're not always going to have everybody around you who's going to tell you about yourself because you don't really even need that. And if someone's always telling you about yourself or if everybody's always telling you about yourself, then that may be too much for someone to receive. So you are going to have different people who are gonna approach you this way or not say something or whatever, or find positives in you, everything's gonna be a positive, and that's okay. But the sitting still, like when you know that you need something, you need a mentor, you need to go seek therapy for you to sit. You need to sit still. You need to be a better parent. You need to be a better friend. You need to be a better partner. When you figure that out,
you need to be a better person.
A better person?
Some of y'all not good people.
Raggedy hoes. Some of you, and some people may have a reason why they're not in their season. Mm-hmm. But you got to figure that out.
Absolutely.
We got anything else? Mm-mm. We talked about this wasn't for everybody.
And it's not for everybody. And if you heard anything that was triggering, I would suggest you go into a quiet place.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it again. Just sit with it.
Sit with it. Yeah.
Just let it stew a little bit. Sit with it.
Because you got to take it all in.
You got to take it all in. The first time it might be uncomfortable. But go into your quiet space and listen to it again. Look, ask some of your peers their thoughts. You know, you might learn something about yourself.
And I think that was the goal for us.
That was the goal.
I like this.
Yeah.
You know, we did this podcast and we're going to say it's FUBU. It's for us, by us.
For women, by women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't want to hear nothing about y'all some pick me bitches. Y'all. Child, please. If you know either of us in real life, you know that's not the case. Again, these conversations happen often about what men aren't doing and the role men play and they not holding themselves accountable and men not holding other men. And we just thought, you know what? Let's hold up the mirror to us. Sis, this is for us.
Mm-hmm. And I think we should, it was okay. It was okay for us to do that.
It's okay. Look, I done had my toes stepped on.
What? Who stepped on your toes?
Girl, Pash should be stomping.
You know, sometimes it'd be like that.
Pash should be stomping.
Pash is also okay with putting out her toes.
Yes.
Because what I giveth.
Oh, she'll take it.
I can take it.
Look, and she don't care. She be like, whatever, bitch.
Yeah.
But she will sit back. She understand. I will say, my relationship with you, you acknowledge, you and whatever comes with it, you receive it. Because you're going in eyes wide open. So, yeah.
We all know that all of us ain't going to make it on the island. Those who can make it, we welcome you. Those who can't, we don't got no more life vest, B. But we want everybody to win.
We want you to win. Sis.
Sis.
We want you to win.
Really do.
But sometimes, girl, it's you.
Girl, it's you. All right, so we've made it to the end of this podcast. We want to thank you again for tuning in with us. Hopefully, it won't be that much of a wait for the next one.
Next quarter.
But as always, we'll talk to you later.
Peace.
This is Real Talk with Pasha B.